Bank robberies are on the rise nationwide. The FBI reports that nowhere is the jump more startling than in small towns. The Bureau says holdups in rural areas are up more than 80% in the last 6 years. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR reports on a Kansas town struggling to deal with repeated robberies at its only bank.
There aren't any stoplights in Lincolnville, Kansas. In fact, there are only two prominent businesses in this town of 200 in the middle of Kansas ranching country: the Main Street Grocery and the Pilsen State Bank. Robbers hit the bank in October of last year, getting away with cash. While fourth-generation bank president Kurt Spacek didn't expect lightning to strike twice, he thinks the same robber held up his bank again in March.
We heard the door close, then we all left the room immediately. The staff took care of their duties that they've been trained to perform, and I grabbed my keys and went out and got in my truck and followed him. I was extremely angry.
Spacek was angry enough to chase the robber by himself without a weapon, speeding in pursuit as fast as 70 miles per hour on gravel roads. Driving his large Dodge pickup, Spacek retraces the 8-mile pursuit of the man who took his customer's money.
Stayed far enough behind him that I hopefully could, if he decided to shoot at me or something, I'd be able to stop and he'd have too small a target to hit, I hoped, but close enough that he wouldn't get away, which didn't happen. He did manage to get away from me.
Spacek normally carries a cell phone, but the day this robber came to town, his wife had the phone with her. Even if he had a cell phone with him during the chase, it might have made little difference. Police were patrolling nowhere near the bank when it was robbed. The two sheriff's deputies on duty at the time were miles away in the sprawling 950-square-mile county of ranches and dusty roads. In the county seat of Marion, about 25 minutes from Lincolnville, Sheriff Lee Becker says it's so easy to escape that the towns in his area have become rich targets.
They're picking on the rural banks because they have a 10 or 15-minute response time. You know, the 10 or 15-minute response time is a reality, and it's like a white elephant. Sooner or later, you have to talk about that time lag, and that's what's making the rural banks more of a prominent target, probably, in the minds of some of the criminals.
Robbers are starting to hit banks in small towns throughout the Midwest. While banks can buy insurance policies against losses from holdups, deductibles are typically as high as $25,000, far more than most robbers steal from a teller. The only option to recover stolen money, then, is to give chase, much like in the days of Bonnie and Clyde. But that, too, is a problem here in Marion County, where oil wells seem to outnumber people. Sheriff Becker has just 5 deputies spread over 3 shifts to patrol the entire county. The sheriff says that in addition to regular patrols, his office has extra burdens, like serving court papers and transporting prisoners, duties many larger police departments don't have.
You know, we're not CSI, so we don't have 20 people working in the basement on a carpet fiber that was found at the scene. That would be nice, but we don't have that.
What Sheriff Becker does have are the resources of the State Highway Patrol, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, and the FBI to call in when he needs them. Those resources, though, don't seem to deter robbers from targeting small banks. It takes time to call in help, valuable minutes a bank robber can use to make an escape. Even though its own numbers show rural bank robberies are increasing, the FBI is reluctant to call it a trend. FBI Supervisory Agent William Seck is investigating 7 bank robberies throughout central Kansas.
That is more than in past years, but in my opinion, it's too early to say that this is a trend. This could be just a spike.
But local law enforcement officials maintain it is a trend as criminals looking for a quick stick-up take advantage of a getaway across the wide Kansas plains. Back in the county seat of Marion, Callie Peterson is giving a lunchtime manicure at her nail shop that's right around the corner from the sheriff's office.
I feel like people see opportunity when they see these small little towns. And I'm not as trusting as I used to be, realizing all of the crime that there actually is. So I would say I'm a lot more on the guard than I used to be.
In Lincolnville, employees at the Pilsen State Bank are taught to rely on their small-town instincts and single out strange faces to try and prevent bank robberies. There are friendly faces on every corner in Lincolnville, but unlike in big cities and suburbs, there aren't any other banks. And if this bank were to close, residents of this town would have to drive more than 13 miles to get to another. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Lincolnville, Kansas.